Celebrity
Talk Radio.
Stylist. Makeup. 20K. August Alsina. Pangea guy. Get in here, get in here, get in here.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Live from San Francisco, broadcasting around the world, you're listening to the Armand Wiggins Radio Show.
Get in here, get in here, get in here! Get in here! Get in here, get in here, get in here! Get in here, get in here, get in here. Get in here, get in here, get in here. Get in here, everybody, get in here. Oh, my God. Okay, let me, you know what? I just want to start off. I want to start off with this. Hold on, is this it?
Good morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. Now get on the phone. I drop a number, they call. There's a recording plan. Somebody set me up because you know my damn phone number is on the internet. I'm like, now you playing games. The girl comes to the phone. Did you hear that? I said, I ain't hear nothing. It was muffled. She turned it up. Played it again. I said, who is that? Who is this? 4 o'clock in the morning. She said, that's Cardi. I said, who? She said, that's Cardi. Yelling at me, telling me I need to get rid of the baby. I said, oh, what baby? What are you talking about? She says, yes, she's been harassing me. My people know about this recording. I've been fucking Offset for this, what did she say, like 3-4 months? Something like that, 3-4 months? Yeah. So I'm like, well, I need to hear that recording again. This is what I told her. No, because it can't go out. I just wanted to let you know that this is what it is. Because that bitch is going to try to come out and say
five,
that this is. She's
four,
fucking somebody.
3, 2, 1.
Get in here, get in here, everybody, get in here.
From San Francisco, broadcasting around the world, you're listening to the Armand Wiggins Radio Show.
Get in here, everybody, get in here. Get in here, get in here, everybody, get in here.
I just want to let you know. So I'm like, well, I need to hear that recording again. This is what I told her. No, because it can't go out. I just want to let you know that this.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Live from San Francisco, broadcasting around the world. You're listening to the Armand Wiggins Radio Show.
Get in here, get in here. Get in here. I know you're lying. I know you lying. Get in here. 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 Y'all gonna stop playing with me. Y'all gonna really stop playing with me. You gonna really stop playing with me. Y'all gonna really stop playing with me. That woman ain't got shit. She's a liar. And even if she's not a liar, she doesn't verify anything. Because remember I told, but before we even get into that, let's go from the beginning. Let's go from the beginning because she gave a lot. But I just wanted y'all to know where we was going.
Because that's where we ended it with. Okay? But let's rewind. Okay? I was eating my pizza. Chow. I know y'all lying. I know you lying. I know you lying. All right. So let's talk about this for a second. I don't even know if I'm going to leave this video up. But I feel like I wouldn't have even done y'all no due diligence if I didn't go live, if I didn't get into some things with y'all. I feel like I wouldn't even done y'all any justice if I didn't give this. Okay. So let's start from the top. For a woman that tries to throw drugs and alcohol and cocaine and all that stuff on people, She was acting very bizarre. Hey, 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 hey. Oh, I'm drinking coffee and I'm drinking liquor and I'm finna lie. I'm finna just make some shit up. So I'm drinking coffee and liquor and then I got, all of a sudden, you notice she listens to everything we say. She was so jittery. Girl, you can't talk about nobody being high on live. Because she was so weird. I'm like, I can't even get through this. She was like, weird. I'm like, what is she doing? Like, what's wrong with her? She acting like a retard. I'm like, what is she doing? She was, I'm like, what's wrong with her? She was on, like, she was off. But before that, let's start with this look. Because she was giving a lot. She was giving a lot. And I'm coming because she tried to shit on me. She tried to shit on Jason Lee. And I'm not Jason Lee's bodyguard. But she tried to shit on Jason Lee because she was very, very triggered that I'm going on Hollywood Unlocked, because you could hear the innuendos there. Because she, while she, in the midst of her dragging Ra Ali, she was throwing shade at Jason Lee. Hollywood Unlocked. Ain't got no views. Hollywood downplaying the shit out of Hollywood Unlocked is trash. Hollywood Unlocked can't do this. Niggas get, I get 20,000, then this is the shade towards me. I get 20,000 viewers in the chat. I'm the GOAT. I get 20,000 viewers in the chat. That's one video for them. People make $3,000. Girl, listen, you're never going to know how much I make. I don't have to prove that to you. But what I will say is, I'll be on Hollywood Unlocked. You can throw all the shade you want because it was obviously something, because you felt to get on your 20,000 platform being the GOAT and address it and name drop it and sublime it and name drop Jason Lee. So it's enough for you to get on your platform in front of 20,000 people to say something about it. And you were feeling away because you over here watching everything I do, because Jason Lee had shit to do with nothing. Had nothing to do with anything, but you triggered. Because, bitch, and listen, girl, we're not talking about you on Hollywood a lot. We wouldn't dare. But let's get into it. Shout out to Candace from Daytime Tea Time, who inspired this bitch to want to go get makeup, hair and makeup. Hair was the fool. First of all, let's start with this look. She went and got a hair and makeup team, which is probably the worst hair and makeup I've ever seen in my life. Because they clearly didn't talk. Hair and makeup, stop! Please stop texting me. Hair and makeup is not going to the same party. Hair and makeup, her hair, well, makeup and clothing, they're not going to the same place. Hair ain't either. Hair, makeup, and wardrobe are going three different places. Okay? First of all, this makeup, it was way too heavy. I don't know who. I feel like she was trying to compete with Daytime, because Daytime been being beat lately. And so she wanted to throw on this heavy-ass makeup. She looked like she going to church. She going to a wedding. This is very dated. Oh, this don't feel fresh. This don't feel dewy. This feels like very heavy makeup. Like she going to like a gala or something. And then she got on a two-piece cami. Looking like she fit with a crisscross zigzag part in her head. Looking like she finna go play an and-one game at Rucker Park. Or she finna go do double dutch somewhere in Harlem with the big ass rope chain and the Run DMC Puma jacket with this whole
funeral mug. Your stylist and your stylist did not meet before the show. So your hair and makeup was a no for me, sis. So you can give all that, but it definitely was a flop. That makeup was giving me, all right, that makeup paired with that outfit was giving me very much, girl, this is my last errand for the day. I got these badass kids. Let me go ahead and get out of my dress clothes and throw this on. Let me go run to the grocery store so I can get these niggas something to eat. And then I'm finna wash this shit off. She looked like she was getting ready to wash that shit off all night. She looked like she was at the end of her day and she got comfortable. And the last thing she needed to do was go ahead and wash her face off. But she left it on just because she had somebody come into the house real quick where she needed to make one more errand. And so she might as well just leave her face on. She definitely didn't look like she was got dressed for the show. And then she got a squiggly squiggly on the side. So I didn't know if the bitch was going to Harlem Shake or praise God. I didn't know if the bitch was finna hit the hallelujah. Bitch, which one was it? Because, bitch, you look like you was finna do both. That's the first day. So the makeup artist flopped, or the stylist, something was not right. So you hired the wrong staff on that, beloved. No shade. No shade. No shade. And my spirit really wants to go there. But someone said, tell me, do not do this man like this, because he ain't did nothing to me. I'm going to leave the Pangea man alone, because he ain't did nothing. But bitch, I know you lying. Y'all is not. I'm going to leave the Pangea man alone. Let's move on from the Pangea man. All I would say is, all the men around Tasha K, she is the most masculine out of all the men she have around her. For her to throw as much shade as she do about gay people, all the men that she have around her, bitch, just send off sirens. They just start ringing alarms, bitch. Just start ringing alarms. And then there's a subtle corniness to it. It's just like, do they all do that? Like the mentee do that? What's up with the hot-ass jackets with the no shirts or the long sleeves with the shirt open? What's up, bitch? Are you hot, you cold? Where are we going with this? And it's the corniness for me.
Bitch, let me tell you something. Bitch, you paired a Pangea man with the mentee and the husband, bitch, and you send her on her way with her friends, bitch, out of town, bitch, and you lead them three together. Girl. I'm not going to do that. I don't. The Pangea man ain't got nothing to do with that. But, girl, why you put that Pangea man on here like that? Why you set that man up like that? Because, bitch, I want to eat him. Not like that. But, bitch, I want to get him, bitch. But I'm not going to do it because he ain't do nothing to me. But, Pangea, don't step out. Please don't step out, Pangea. Yeah, I'm going to leave him alone. He was nice. But I noticed she had an audience today. She had friends today. Did y'all notice that she kept trying to push that she... Remember, this is the same woman that talked about she... Should I play the video at a audio of how... Maybe I should play the audio. You know, we like to play the audio. Let's play the audio.
Kids are asleep. Normally, I be getting crunk and... Let me put this out real quick, okay? I'm trudging. I love the titles. When everybody is just eating and sleeping and thinking about Tasha K, like, how are we going to beat the bitch one day? You won't. You motherfucking won't, okay? Uh-huh. bitch. All of them to motherfucking yell.
What do she have on?
Okay, don't have voices of themselves, you know, for themselves. Always just want to be liked by everybody. See, that's their problem. I don't give a fuck about being liked. I don't. Well, that's what I say, you know. Cuss my ass out because I'm not going to really give a fuck anyway, okay? I don't need no validation. I don't need nobody to like me. I don't need nobody to love me because I love me, okay?
Now, mind you, should I go grab the clip where she was boastfully trying to brag about all these celebrity friends? I've never heard her talk about so much about these celebrity friends and so many big celebrities that she talks to and she's smooching with and she's sitting at tables with it. It's all these celebrities. No, girl, it ain't that many celebrities, but you're trying to say that because I said that the only people that you can associate with is now your staff. I'll give you one, your staff and your husband. That's it. You don't have any friends. You have niggas that you pay and you have that family. But now all of a sudden she want to let us know that she's just sitting around town with celebrities. That's a fucking lie. I don't know who's believing that bullshit, Tasha K. I'm not believing it. You scared. I've heard too many stories about how you are even in public from numerous different people. So, I'm just going to say that I'm not seeing a lot of friends. But I thought it was very, very interesting that she kept putting a lot of emphasis on these celebrity friends. So that was a key key to me, too. And then the fake laughing, the fake phony laughing with the staff, then the obnoxious girl in the back to try to make it like she was saying something funny. There was nothing funny being said. Everybody was waiting for girl, get it together. Say what you're going to say. She kept going to commercial break. I'm like, what are we talking about? Like, she was so disillusioned and bizarre. That was throwing me off. And then she was talking about how this is what's the shade to me. She had 20K in the chat. And, you know, they still send the views and add up. And she don't buy views. And she talked to people at YouTube and this, that, and the third. And, girl, it's not hard to get a YouTube manager, girl. We know, like, girl, you don't talk to that many people at YouTube. Let's stop that. Let's just stop. And everybody celebrates you on your analytics. Your YouTube man, that's your YouTube manager, girl. Every creator, once they get past 100K, they get a YouTube manager. You start gassing this up like you have all this access to YouTube. You don't, okay? Because if you did, you'd been had my shit down. You don't have that kind of access. And if you did, you'd have been verified. You don't have the access that you have. You don't have the celebrity contact that you have because you still ain't verified on motherfucking Instagram, girl. So miss me with all that. Okay. You tried to hint that Nicki Minaj, you got Nicki Minaj's new number. You probably do. Big whoop-de-doo. Nick, you might got Nicki Minaj's new number. And yes, Nicki Minaj did move and changed her number. That's a fact. So that you might do have her number. Great. But I just found it was so interesting. She got 20,000 people in the chat, like where I'm competing with her to throw shade at me. Listen, just as you talk about Cardi B, I give my commentary on you. It is what it is. Why was it okay? See, my thing is you only have a problem because I'm going against the grain. If I was kissing your ass and sucking your dick, you'd be okay with it. But because I'm going against you, you have a problem. No, girl, don't try to play me when you're inspired by me. Don't try to play me when you're responding to me. Don't try to play me when you're dragging Jason Lee because I'm going on Hollywood Unlocked. You come and defend men because of what I said. I make you switch your whole platform up. I make you bust subliminal shots the whole night. So, girl, it's not about you can be the champ. I'm not in competition with you. Like as I said, me and you could be twins, bitch, and you are a whole female. Look at us. Look at us, girl. You are a whole female. We should not resemble this closely. I'm not in competition with you. I'm not in competition with you at all, as a matter of fact. Girl, actually, you were my mentor. How can I be in competition with you? You were doing it before me. I'm not in competition with you. I'm just not afraid of you. And I'm doing my thing. I'm good. I'm not in competition with you. I want you to continue to grow. You give me a kiki. I'm comfortable where I'm at. Get your million, girl. I'm trying to get my 100K. I'm good. It's no competition here. It's just that you're a liar and you're a storyteller. And my thing is this. You can't shit on Hollywood Unlocked. Don't try to shit on Hollywood Unlocked because I'm going on Hollywood Unlocked, bitch. It doesn't matter. Don't try to shit on Hollywood Unlocked now, girl. People know you because you lie. If I got on here and was pulling out salacious lies and catching lawsuits and doing all those antics, people would be following. I'd have 20,000 people, 40,000, 50,000 people in the chat too, right? If I was in here going back and forth with celebrities, it's not about being scared. It's about I don't have the energy and I don't live in that space. You do. Everybody doesn't live in that space, bitch. You live in that space. I don't have to dwell in those spaces, bitch. See, she went on here and she talked about August Alsina, like, you know, she's so lit. I'm gonna give you guys an example. Like, August was in my DM, and August was in my DM, and I said he was a crackhead. Like, she just, like, she's so popping. Like, she gets so many celebrities, and like, nobody can get that because she's Tasha K. You know. And August dumped in her DM because he'd been watching her and, you know, things like that. Just give me a second. You know, and she thinks the only way that you can get people in your motherfucking DMs is being salacious. And because she's the GOAT with 20,000 people in her chat. So let's talk about it, bitch. I don't do what you do, and I'm not in competition with you either, bitch. But let's talk about it. Let's sit down. Let's sit down and have a meeting, bitch. Let me let you know what kind of bitch I am. Okay? Let me let you know why the fuck I don't need to be in competition with you. See, the first day August Alsina jumped in your DM, what did you do? You posted it and made it seem like you had an exclusive. Then you went on here and ranted. Now, I wasn't going to do this because I was going to keep it for my members. But I just want to let the people know that, bitch, you don't got to be sloppy. And there's two ways to go about getting a motherfucking DM from August Alsina.
In the mix, live.
Who is this
San
freak
Francisco
of nature?
With DJ Armand. Broadcasting around the world. You're listening to the Armand Wiggins Radio Show.
Get in here. Get in here. Everybody get in here. Get in here. Get in here. Everybody get in here. You're not that bad of a bitch, girl. You're not breaking the party like that, Miss Thing. Bitch, 90K, 800K. Bitch, we both got the August Alsina DM, bitch. 20,000, 2,100, bitch. Real recognized, real bitch. And I didn't have to call the nigga a cokehead to get it, bitch. So let's be very clear, mommy, Miss Mama. I have that natural je ne sais quoi, bitch. I don't have to lie. I don't have to fraud. All I have to do is be a fly-ass nigga, bitch. And I'm still getting the traction, Miss Mamas. See, you have to sit up there with a ball fade, antics, down low husband, weirdo minty, a whole makeup and hair team that don't even communicate with each other to feel lit. Bitch, I get on here with a do-rag on, bitch, and read your ass, and bitch, and get the same DMs, bitch, and buy brand new cars and live. And bitch, I live in California. Let's be very clear. So, bitch, you know that $380,000 house you bought that's so big that your name is not on the deed, bitch. You couldn't get that here. So you're not going toe-to-toe money with me, bitch. Cause, bitch, until you can live in California, then we can talk about your pockets. I'm not comparing, bitch, you can't compare Georgia prices to California prices. So, bitch, me and you can't talk money on any day, Miss Mamas. We can't go money for money. You're not even on the deed of your house. So, bitch, don't even try to read like that. Don't even try to give, like, don't even try to dig into my pockets, girl. Because that's not even your. Don't even dig into that, to those areas. These girls be way down south trying to tell a bitch in California how much money they got. Bitch, listen.
When you paying $100,000 for your house, bitch, don't. We're not even talking. Gas is 99 cents, bitch, and you think you turning the party. Stop talking to me. See, she thought she was the only one that get DMs because she's so legendary. No, but I showed that to show. You can go about it about two ways. Everybody don't have to be nasty. Everybody don't have to. Like, you got the August Alsina DM. I got it. Instead, he was telling you doing a lot. He was thanking me like, yo, you did. I mean, what's the difference? You got 800,000, bitch. I only got 91K. I still got the DM too. What we talking about, mommies? You're not that lit, boo. But you're a fool. You think that you turn it. You don't turn it like that, mama. You're late. And it's showing. All right. Now let's get to the Cardi B. This woman. Let's get to the Cardi B. Because the Cardi B was the Kiki for me. So she backtracked the whole thing and made it seem like she never had an exclusive or she never insinuated an exclusive about Cardi B and Offset. Bitch, yes, you did. Because when that story leaked, when the story came out, you made it seem like, oh, I got a story about Cardi B and Offset just to throw it in the algorithm, just to throw it in the conversation. You knew people were going to think that you had an exclusive because that's what you were insinuating, and you wanted people to think that. So let's talk about this story. This bitch had a random story that had nothing to do with shit. She went on there and talked about how Offset allegedly got into a car accident that wasn't on the internet, but I could have sworn it was on the internet when Offset got into a car accident. But according to her, Offset got into a car accident and some girl, you know, that he knew that was some pretty model chick. I don't know. It was just stupid. It had nothing to do with nothing. But allegedly she was sitting there with her celebrity friends and they were telling her about a story when Offset got into a car accident. Okay. Why the fuck are you telling me this now? What's the point? What does this have to do with anything? Why are you choosing now to try? You know what you're doing. Now, you can try to play stupid, bitch, but you was going to try to flip that into something. Because that's, you said you knew that bitch way back when you was pregnant. So why would you, so what would make you download that right then and there when you heard that they got into a divorce, that they was getting into a divorce? So you think, what information do I have? What do I have to pull out of my ass? Oh, shit, I was at a fake-ass dinner with some fake-ass motherfuckers. Oh, and apparently Offset got into a car accident. All right, I'll spin it. My damn audience is so damn stupid, they'll believe it. All right, guys, guess what? I got a story about Offset and Cardi B admits the divorce. And then we come to find out that this is some shit that don't got nothing to do with a motherfucking thing. Okay, you could have kept that. What the fuck did that mean? We don't care about that. What did that have to do with anything, bitch? That had nothing to do with anything. You telling that story time was pointless. Dennis, I never said I had an exclusive. I never said anything. I said I had a story time. No, bitch, you lied. And you got caught. Now, let's get to the lie. I told y'all the day before yesterday that there was a girl shopping around a lie. She gave it to the People magazine. She was going to the big blogs, the small blogs. She gave it to Love B. Scott. She was shopping the YouTubers, but nobody would take it because she wasn't giving up any information. But guess who took it? Thirsty to be first. Not going to verify a motherfucking thing. Just call her when the day is done and say, I got a baby. It's a strange recording that you can barely hear. And say you have a baby by Offset and Cardi B is yelling at you, telling you to get an abortion. And you play, and she plays the clip once. Then you tell her, well, let me hear the clip again. Then all of a sudden she say, no, I can't let you hear the clip again because it can't get out. Well, why did the bitch call you? Then all of a sudden she hang up. And then, so I guess when the girl hang up, again, this is in true Tasha K fashion, Tasha K figuring like, well, fuck, the bitch ain't going to give me the number. The bitch ain't going to call me back. She ain't answering the phone. But she did tell me that. Fuck it. I'm going with it. Exclusive. Offset has a baby by a stripper. Boom. We're going to schedule the live till 10 o'clock. She said it herself. She's been calling the bitch. The girl ain't answering the phone. Oh, you want me to grab that? Let me grab that. Let me see. Let me grab that. Let's see. Do I have that? Well, she said the girl wouldn't answer the phone.
In the morning. 4 o'clock in the morning.
No, hold on. Is this it? Let's see.
Got HPV.
Oh.
Which you're in within your rights.
No. Oh, my God. Do I have that? Please tell me, Armand, you recorded that clip. You motherfucker. Oh, my God. Oh, let me have it. Let me see if I have it in my phone. Because I'm about to put this story together for y'all. I'll just bitch me over here just dead ass lying to y'all. Oh, this is it? Hold on. Let me see. Is this it? Hold on.
I tried to call the bank.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. I'm going to let y'all listen to what she said first, and then I'm going to let you listen to what she said second. So this is what she said.
4 o'clock in the morning. Now get on the phone. Drop the number they call.
Mm-hmm.
There's a recording playing.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody set me up because, you know, my damn phone number is on the internet. I'm like, now you playing games. The girl comes to the phone. Did you hear that? I said, I ain't hear nothing. It was muffled. She turned it up.
Mm-hmm.
Played it again. I said, who is that? Who is this? 4 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
She said, that's Cardi. I said, who? She said, that's Cardi. Yelling at me, telling me, I need to get rid of the baby. I said, oh, what baby? What are you talking about? She says, yes, she's been harassing me. My people know about this recording. I've been fucking Offset for this. What'd she say, like 3-4 months?
Okay. She let her listen to the recording, and she basically saying that the girl would, I got to get to the end. I don't give a fuck. I got to get to the end. Y'all got to hear this shit one more time.
In the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, telling me. Yeah. So I'm like, well, I need to hear that recording again. This is what I told. No, because it can't go out. I just want to let you know that this is what it is. Because that bitch is going to try to come out and say it ain't this. And she's fucking somebody else.
Okay. So she would not let her listen to the recording again. Okay, so hold on, bitch. No, girl, you're gonna come down, Miss Thing. Okay, so she said she wouldn't let her listen to the recording, right? So then you get this piece.
4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh my God, girl, I don't want to hear that anymore. Hold on, give me a second. Y'all gotta get this. Stay with me. It's coming, bitch. Stay with me. I got it right here. Stay with me, bitch. Stay with me. Okay, here we go. Look, okay.
I hope old girl gets the guts to drop him. But listen, I tried to call her back. She ain't picking up the phone, which means you either got to that bitch.
So the girl never picked up the phone. So it was true that, like I said, the girl wasn't giving up enough information, which then turned into Tasha K not being able to go live because she had a slotted ad that night. But she was supposed to be, she scheduled the live to 10 o'clock, so she's trying to figure out, trying to get this information, but the bitch wasn't answering the phone. So she didn't have shit. But all of a sudden, there was a slotted ad. And her husband told her that it was already booked and paid for. No, bitch, you did not verify the source. The bitch wasn't giving up no tea. You didn't have no fucking exclusive. But in true thirsty fashion, you wanted thirst to be first.
You go online. You don't verify a motherfucking thing because you find your validity in views and not in integrity. And you're so quick to jump on some salacious shit, not realizing, bitch, that you were the last one to get the tea. You got the call at 3 o'clock in the morning. Bitch, we knew, all the bloggers knew of the shit at noon. We been had the tea, girl, but nobody took it. But you idiot, you fucking moron, you're trash, you fucking idiot. No one took the tea, you idiot, you fucking idiot, you fucking moron. I got a call at 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, bitch, because she finished calling. She was calling all of us. You fucking fool. And once she realized that nobody was really taking the tea like that, oh, let's give it a touch. And then she throw it out there like she broke something. Nah, bitch, it was no tea. You idiot. You fool. This woman is trash, bro. She's trash. Fucking idiot. Idiot. Everybody knew the tea already. But you got some bullshit. Give it to Tasha. She'll drop it and not verify shit. Stupid. Then gets mad when people call her out on it. It's like, girl, you look like a fool. All the bloggers had the tea. She went from high to low. You idiot. Daytime called me and me. Oh, bitch, here's the tea. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Everybody had it. Girl, you got it last. But she tried to drop it like it was first. No, bitch, nobody dropped it because it was no tea. It was a lie. You idiot. But she's trying to clean it up now. Like, it was Cardi. Then she said that Cardi got HPV. So she threw out another allegation. Cardi, you better get this.
HPV. Which you're in, within your rights. To fuck whoever you want to fuck, okay? This man done cheated on you so bad. I know you got HPV. I know. Can I confirm that? I can't confirm the HPV diagnosis, but Dr. Sabin people can do something.
Okay. Now she's throwing out HPV on the girl. So I just want to let y'all know that I don't be on here just hating on this woman. The Tasha K never had any information. Basically, she took that source that that lady that was, like I told y'all in the video, that was going around trying to shop this story around that nobody took. Tasha K took it. She took the bite. And then when the girl didn't follow through, and Tasha K said it herself, that the girl did not give her no tea. She pushed back her exclusive and came and brought it Friday and then had nothing. But then we'll make it seem like people is jealous of her. No, the bitch be so thirsty to be first, and she be so thirsty to hop on a lie about somebody, and she's so quick to throw something out there, she doesn't verify shit. You got fooled. That's why you didn't have no tea. Because it wasn't true. You were thirsty. And you got the tea last. And that's just that on that. Bitch, we not promoting that hoe. I don't give a fuck. Of course she gonna do what she gonna do. But we're carrying on with our show. We're not promoting her. Of course the bitch wanna go live. She not gonna take my viewers, bitch. If y'all wanna go over there, go over there. But I'm not going in the back and forth with her. So anybody promoting her show, please remove them. If they keep doing it, block them, because that's not what we're doing. All right, the call-in number is up, because that's what she's trying to do, because she know, bitch, I'm gagging the girls over here. 1487, you're live on the air.
Ooh, hey, Oman.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, this is my first time calling. I have to call in.
What you got, baby?
I just
baby?
Have to say this. I felt the way when that KG man walked in, I was embarrassed for him, for her, for her husband. Let me tell you something. me and my husband together for 7, 8 years,
Please,
until
the very
11.
You want me to start
not,
talking to man.
Look, no, but my point is, why is he okay with walking in her house like that? Why are you okay as a wife letting a man walk in your house like that? What's your daughter? How is that,
that
okay?
Man,
what spirit
that
did
man,
you have?
Yeah, man. Something is sweet in that water.
But like, really? I was offended. Like, as a wife, ain't no other man walking in my house. Not even as a just get other, a spouse, whatever you want to call it. Let's get the genders out of it. Ain't nobody walking in here like that. I got daughters. I don't want my husband to feel away. I don't want my children to feel. No. And then you did. He was calling on the phone. My husband was calling. I was like, please let her say something. Like, oh, my husband got a stick there. Oh, he look good. You just trust this man on your life. All of y'all got horrible spirits. All of y'all are off. Oh, my God.
That Pangea man
no.
be up there. That Pangea man be probably with the husband and the flunky in the basement when she out of town. And they all be wearing them leather
right.
jackets. They be wearing them leather jackets
look,
with the
Something ain't right in these spirits. Look, we all about these spirits. Something ain't right in these spirits. Y'all okay with this?
That Pangea man, why was you... Straight men don't move like that. I'm going to tell you this. Men don't wiggle their hips and pop their booties like that. Like, they don't... carry themselves like that. At least not the corny ones. You know what I mean? Like, you could be... Maybe, like, it's just like a corny energy over there. Like, the niggas she roll with is hella corny. Like, cornball niggas. Like, it's like, these is cornballs.
We ain't even got to be... Look, we
like, women, y'all
right
like
there.
That?
Look,
like, that shit is corny.
Period. That's corny. It's corny. It's not right. It's disrespectful. And everybody just okay with it. No. You got a daughter. You don't think about you, your husband, no interior. You got a whole daughter. Come on now. That's all I have to say about that. I'm like Darryl Cox in here. No.
All right,
have
but
a good
I
one.
You want her daughter, though, but thank you. Bye. So 6625, you live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Yes, I got in here.
What's going on?
Okay, so three couple of things that you didn't speak on, but you brought up the August Alsina. So with August Alsina, what I find interesting is that why she just not posting that information when she should have posted that information when it first came out. Second thing, what I didn't like, too, was with Princess and Ray J. I was like, I find it interesting that now all of a sudden she's trying to be friends to the couple, but she wasn't friends to the couple when she was putting a business out there. That's two. Number three, I didn't like the Cardi B and Offset situation because it was like as soon as she brought up the pregnancy allegation, it was like she quickly deflected the whole topic and started talking about a whole car accident with Offset that happened like 3 to 4 years ago. News that we already know.
Yes.
Right? It had nothing to do with the topic at hand. Oh, and then I remember the other fourth thing that she had did that was like, really? When she brought up the governor down in Florida, I think he's the governor, please don't hold me to it, but when she brought up his sexuality, I was like, girl, everybody talked about this last week. You just not talking about it? Like,
well,
all your information
the, I,
that
like
you're
all that
gathering,
I didn't really care about. It's just the Cardi B, it was a Cardi B piece for me. It was the weird, bizarre
yes.
behavior she had. It was the
yes.
it was the makeup not matching the two-piece cami active workout gear.
It was just
but it was like
so
it was like
much.
This heavy club, like, senior citizen makeup, like it was nice, but it was just very heavy. It didn't go with the look, but it was the bragging.
I feel like it was just thrown together.
Yeah, but and I wouldn't even be going there on the look if it wasn't the bragging. But you know what? Thank you, caller. We got some more people, but I'm with you. Thank you. I love
you. To all the people in the comments, everyone is like, "Oh, Armand is being so harsh." No, you're passionate because you're just tired of the BS and you call people out on their BS. So that's why I really do appreciate and respect your channel a whole
lot. I'm not
lot.
Being
hard. Yes,
anybody with ears could see and eyes could hear and see that woman made that
mm-hmm.
whole shit up. and she lied. Mm-hmm. And I'm not being, listen, I'm not being harsh. Mm-hmm. Bitch, you don't need to come online and try to insinuate, bitch, I'm making $3,000 and you got so much money and that you can buy stylists and makeup artists and you come on camera looking like that.
It's that she's probably miserable and she wants people to be company.
Like, you making so much money, bitch, and your team do you dirty like that. They're not even cohesive. You don't, bitch, you don't get to, like, listen, bitch, if, when I put on a look, it's definitely going to be a look, bitch. I'm not going to be looking like I'm going to an interview or to a funeral, bitch. About to go lift some weight at the same time, bitch. Thank you, caller. Okay? She was going to two different parties, bitch. Step it up, Mr. Thing. She got a lot of them girls in there. It's a lot of different looks she had going on. But you don't get the socket to me, bitch, and try to flex like you got a stylist and you got a hair and makeup girl, because you could have kept your money. Because, bitch, they got you going opposite ways. Look at it. Girl, she not even, look, hair don't even match the makeup. And she just got on eyelashes and shadow. With auntie's lipstick on, but then, bitch, you got on a jogging tracking suit. She looked like she either finished whooping some ass and just got home from a long ass day, threw something on because she just forgot she got to go run to the grocery store real quick. Definitely giving single mother vibes, trying to catch a nigga, but with three kids. You know what I mean? But she gonna leave her face on because her little friend is coming over in a few minutes. But she just wanted to kind of calm down and relax. You know what I'm saying? And throw something a little light on. Or maybe she's going to go to Rucker Park and do a little disco night. I don't know. But then it's the hair for me. Or maybe she's going on a date with Jaguar. What's up, Jaguar Wright? Her and Jaguar are probably going to do lunch. I don't know. Okay, let's take another call. 6599. Oh, wait, you know what? No, actually, I got to take this one. 7931, you live on the air.
Armand. Yes. Every time you say Rucker Park, I cry.
No, for real. That's what she gave me.
Oh, okay, look. Because when she came on with the part where she was like, my MUA and my stylist, she got money, money. She got money. When I tell you, I fell on the floor because I was like, where's the money in the outfit? Because she bought that from Fashion Nova. And I don't know who she bought it for, but it wasn't for you.
Girl,
who she bought it for, but it wasn't for Tasha. And when I said, okay, so you bought wardrobe and you bought makeup, but you didn't buy nobody to put some curls in your hair. You couldn't do the curls on a perm box.
But
you could
got a zigzag part. That's the whole thing.
The part inside of your head. Like,
she got. That's what I'm saying. She's going to a hella different party. She got an 80s vibe
on. And then you got this jacket.
Yes.
And you talking about the heavyweight champ. But I'm really like, this jacket don't go with nothing else that you put together.
No, and but giving all that masculine energy with this heavy-ass funeral makeup.
I don't like the makeup. She was very casket ready. And the Pangea man, first of all, he was stiff. The coochie man, the coochie wash man, he was stiff. He got, I don't know what that was. Like, she brought him along thinking that somebody was going to forget that she said that she had an exclusive about Cardi B. People have screenshots, Tasha. People was in them comments roasting her. I don't understand how you can sit up here and try to make, how you going to try to gaslight us and make us forget what we heard you and seen you say. That you tried to put it on Patreon, but you couldn't. It doesn't make sense. No, nobody's stupid but you. Girl, we heard everything you said. And you talking about the wreck from out, what was that, over a year ago that
well,
I wouldn't
have
that wreck?
What did that have to do with anything?
What did that have to do with anything? That wreck was like a year ago, girl. Like, nobody cares. And you talking about, it is a baby. And then she tried to say, and Cardi's dating somebody really high profile. So then when she started dating somebody else, she could say she told us first. I'm like, I just cannot understand. And yes, you're definitely right. She looks like she's about to go play basketball at Rucker Park. She looks like she's about to go ride on that bike with her
But at the same time, she just got back from church too. You know what I'm saying? Or the club or somewhere. Like, she looked like she's motherfucking tired. And she got six kids. She's gonna smoke
what kind of shoes she had on.
Oh, she ain't probably
got shoes.
Oh my God. Let me stop. But my whole thing is, I don't like how she tried to sit on Jason Lee either, though, because it was like kind of a diss towards me. That was where that, because I'm like,
I already know.
What does Jason Lee got to do
know.
With that? You
nothing
so pressed. She's so pressed. Look, the bitch is so pressed. She's supposed to be going live on Patreon. The bitch done scheduled another live.
She live here for the everybody because she's hurt because everybody over here roasting her. Because nothing, everything you try to do fails, Tasha. You tried to get cute for this live and it failed. You lost, girl. You lost again. It's just not in you. You don't have the style. So go put on your fitted cap and another big old jacket and a regular old after washer t-shirt that you wash dishes in and come get on live like you normally do. Stop trying to
well,
force
did you hear
it.
Her
it's
trying
not
to
for you, girl.
It's like she has so many friends and celebrity friends and I'm like, girl, where
and
is this energy
that
coming
from? But I thought you hated celebrities. I thought you didn't want to be friends with celebrities. I thought you didn't want nobody in your inbox. I thought you did for the people, so I don't want
to us over here.
Yeah, that's all it is. And people in these comments over here like, what are you talking about? She's not talking to you. Why are you talking about her? No, you're just late. You don't know what's going on. So go back over there where you don't know what's going on.
She was chatting her throwing shade at me. The woman was trying to make it seem like she had what? Go ahead.
You see, she don't say, we don't need that super chat over here, but we accept them. She ain't saying that no more.
Oh, no.
She ain't saying none of that type of stuff no more. It's all type of stuff she ain't doing. No. I just don't understand her. And you're right, like you said earlier, it's all drying up. The well is running dry. You're running out of lies. And her own people are starting to unsubscribe. In them comments, with people that's like, I'm unsubscribing because I'm tired of you lying. So, yeah, ain't nobody stupid
but then,
no more.
You,
I'll let you go
like,
to next
you
time.
Like how she thought she was turning the party with that August Alsina, like she the only one that could get an August Alsina. Like, you know, like, you get what I'm saying?
I'm like,
she
probably sent that to everybody.
But, bitch,
like,
my whole
what?
Thing is, I got a DM from August, and it's like, girl, it don't take all that to get no DM from these celebrities. Like, girl,
yeah, you're
not the only one with access, mama. So I'm not jealous of you.
No, she's
just like
trash.
She went online and boasted about an August Alsina. I've been had an August Alsina DM. I don't have to boast about it, but I don't have to be in competition with you, bitch, because anybody you talk to, damn near, bitch, I can talk to, too.
Period, because it doesn't make sense. And how are you talking? Y'all got almost 700,000 subscriber difference, and you talking to the same exact people. Yes, she really trying to make it seem like she the goat or something. Girl, take a nap.
Yeah,
but that
girl,
was all.
Down, mama. Please. All right, thank you.
I love you. Bye.
Bye. Love you too. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, girl, you're not turning the party because August DM'd you. I thought that was cute when she tried to drop that in the middle of my last life. I'm like, oh girl, I got something for her, bitch. Let's go DM for DM, and I didn't even have to get nasty and ugly. So now we both talk to August. We both got a message from him. What's that? What you talking about? Except he was telling you to be cool. He was telling me he respects the work that I've done. See, that's the difference. I don't want a motherfucker message, a celebrity messaging me saying, oh, damn, you know, fuck, like, you just hella rude and just, like, can you just be cool? I like when celebrities message me like, yo, you did your thing. You know what I mean? Like, I'm reaching out. Like, shout out to you. Like, I want to see you win. I don't want niggas to want to see me fail. See? You see that? It didn't take me all of that. It didn't take me to go call the nigga a cokehead and a crackhead to get a DM. All I needed to do was show the nigga some love and give my honest commentary. Because I said what I said, but I didn't have to tear the nigga down. Because I wasn't all just for him, too. I said Will and Jada probably took advantage of him. I didn't kiss his ass. But you don't have to be salacious to get results. You don't have to have 100,000, 800,000 subscribers, bitch. Let's let that be proof. Miss Mamas was bragging about this. Miss Mamas is not the only one that got a DM. Miss Mamas thinks that she turns the party. You don't. And guess what? I did that. I'm able to talk to celebrities with no lawsuits. I'm able to get respect. With less than 100K, I'm able to get these things with 2,000 people in the chat, 5,000 people in the chat, 4,000 people in the chat. It may not be 20, but bitch, I'm on my way. Because remember, when I first started, I had 13. Then I had 13 people. Then it was 900. Then it was 200. Then, bitch, just as of late, it was 5,000. So, girl, I'm on your ass. That's why you keep reacting. Oh, she's trying to do a loop to try to bring. Yeah, girl, you can't take my people, bitch. you fucking liar. People come to hear the truth. You had no receipts. Let's take some more calls on that hoe. 6599, you're live on the air.
Ooh, Armand.
Yes, what's going on?
Oh, I am a long-time listener, first-time caller. And I was on your earlier live, and I tuned into this woman's live because of your live, and I felt like I was in the Twilight Zone. What
yes.
the hell was I watching?
I don't know. You were watching, okay, you were watching somebody try to play hardball with no information, but they were saving face. That's why she had a fucking crowd full of people there. She brought this awkwardly fucking man there in a leather jacket and a turban in the fucking hot ass middle of the summer with no shirt on, confusing the fucking people. You get what I mean? And she was so fucking confused. She didn't know how she was going to be. The bitch was drinking wine and coffee at the same time at fucking 10:30 at night.
It was a mess. I'm not even going to comment
that
on
was
the
a mess.
Man. Oh, but I do have to say that I thought it was very interesting that I felt like she kept referencing you her entire life.
Yes. Yes.
But that's what I just wanted to say that. I love you. I know you probably got a full queue, but I cannot believe I am talking to you. I am so excited.
Yes. Listen, I'm glad that you called in. You know, we just like to have fun. But, you know, anytime the girls knock on the door, I don't even know if I'm going to leave this video up. But I wanted to give you guys a recap because I just need to hear the audacity in this woman. I wanted to see what she was going to come up with. And it just goes to prove my point. Like, I don't have to watch Tasha K. Like, cause she literally is all hype. And if you watch her, it's like a McDonald's meal. Like, you think that you're going to get full. You eat that shit, and you be like, yo, what the fuck? Why did I do this? I knew this wasn't what I was supposed to do. You watch her. You knew that woman wasn't going to have no information. But she pulls you in, making you think that you're going to get them. Then she gets you there, and you like, bitch, what? But at that point, it's too late because she already got the view.
Right. It's like Chinese food, and she was acting so well, I assume she was acting weird. I don't know, but it seemed weird to me.
Yeah. Well, thank you, caller.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. So I want to take a couple more. Then I'm going to lay down. I got shit to do. Because this is our second live. Okay. 5446, you live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's poppin'?
Okay, Armand, let's get into some things, all right?
Let's
start with Tasha K's hair, okay? Her hair,
ooh,
her makeup, her outfit, okay? So her hair, even though she loves to try to shade the gaze, her hair was giving very much so butch vibes, okay?
Yes.
And then her makeup was giving very much so matronly, I am an usher, a daytime, but butch at night vibes. Okay?
And then
those were two different ways.
Yes, yes, but then it tried to also give with the lash. I had never seen her put on no lash. She was trying to give. I feel like she was watching daytime and me, and because she ain't never did this much heavy makeup, and she seen that daytime had on that makeup with the lashes, and she went and tried to do that.
Exactly. She saw that how good daytime was serving when y'all went to that vacation with each other.
Yes.
And she heard you dragging her. And just like her assistant, she tried to up her game. But we caught it, okay? Because how is your outfit going to work out, but your makeup is going to church? Make sense. She should get a refund on all
or
that.
Going to the club or you going, but it's like old lady beat. Like, this is not even like fresh.
Exactly. It's 2009.
Like, this is
it's 2009
this is
South
like,
Glam.
Yeah, this is like drag queen, like old Paris is burning drag makeup. Like, this is not even like pretty, you know, mid-30s like woman. This is like heavy, like it's giving
clogged pores.
Yes, it's giving, bitch.
And then it was like I was commenting because I found you
very heavy
from her and yours beef in the like the very beginning, right? And then I immediately gravitated towards your energy. So I stopped watching her lives completely. And so tonight, after your live, I was like, man, let me check out Tasha K's live. When I saw that Pangea man, Armand. I was like, you know what? This is lame. And I typed that in the chat, and all of a sudden I couldn't type no more. I was like, look, it's lame. It's giving.
It was just
okay,
corny.
So you're kind of, you have Cardi B, but you're showing this Pangea man. Don't nobody care about Pangea man. Stop playing with me, Tasha K. All right? And then my thing is, does she think we're stupid, okay? This girl, you said this girl only played the recording for you one time, but you're going to still report on it? How dumb are you? Stupid do you think we are? We all know that the same information gets shopped around y'all, and yet she decides to take the bait. It's ridiculous.
Can I just show y'all how corny this is? Yeah, keep talking. I have to show y'all how corny this is. I can't do it. I can't do it. I have to show y'all how corny this is. Like, this is, but these are the type of men that be around. I'd be like, girl, like, these men are cornball. This is why I'd be like, girl, these men, these is like, y'all women like these kind of men. Like, this is so corny.
No. But I thought through it right at the beginning. I was like, okay, Tasha, you really want me to take you and this man seriously? Okay, girl. I said, this is why I stopped watching your live in the beginning. Okay.
Hold on, let's turn that down because I don't know if she got that music like copyrighted or some shit. But bitch, can we just look at the Pangea man? Look how corny this look. Just please, let's look how corny this look. Look how corny this is.
Corny.
Look at that.
It almost clicked off the live then.
I'm like,
you try to catch up with a straight man, ma'am. This
come
is your
on.
Husband, a mistress. Please don't play with us. And then she tried to bring up, drag Jason Lee out of the blue just because he started working with you. Ma'am, don't play like Jason Lee isn't a good platform. And just all of a sudden, because he had you on his platform, all of a sudden he didn't have the views. He didn't have the reach. Okay? She needs to stop playing like that.
I'm going on there. He don't have the views. He don't have the reach. That bitch, they trying to downplay me, which she can't. Bitch, I'm coming.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why she keeps reacting. That's why she looping her videos now. Bitch, I'm coming. I ain't going nowhere, ho. That's why when she worked, she knew I was coming. That's why the bitch been trying to build somebody to come for me. They can't.
Exactly.
Give a fuck. This is natural.
She can't come for you herself.
Listen, she can't. That's what I'm saying. What's fucking her up is this. And I'm just going to use this as a simple analogy, but I don't mean this to be exactly literal. But this is an analogy. Oh. What's fucking her up is the fact that this bitch got almost 1 million subscribers, and I got 90,000, and bitch, we both can get August Alsina inboxes, which means, bitch, you got 1 million
exactly.
subscribers. Bitch, you bragged about.
She's trying to make it seem like that was breaking news.
Well, it's not just about that. She's got 1 million subscribers, but she's just now getting the Adam and Eve ad. Bitch, that was my first promo. I didn't have no mom and pop fucking advertiser. Bitch, I already had an
exactly.
Adam and Eve. My thing is this, bitch. You might be far up in numbers, but bitch, you're not far up in influence. So, girl,
exactly,
bitch, you're not shitting on me, bitch.
Y'all pulling
the
same advertisement. Exactly.
I can reach whatever you reach. The only reason why she can
exactly.
reach where she reaches is because she has the numbers. I have more influence than her, so which means I reach them.
You have more credibility
influence.
Than her.
She reaches them with numbers, bitch. We are not the same.
Exactly.
Period.
Exactly. And I want her to say your name because I'm going to drag her in the comments. I really do.
She don't have to. She don't have to. It's been said. The energy is out. She know who she
exactly.
know what's up. She don't have to. I don't need her to say my name, nigga.
She needs to work on her energy,
that.
Her aura. She worried about Lil
yeah.
Uzi Vert's name. She's the one with the demonic energy.
Yes.
But I'm going to let you go, Armand. I love
right,
you.
Yeah. I love you, too. All
right.
Bye. All right. So yeah, I just wanted to let y'all know that, like, that's the piece. That's why she'd be so fucked up, because it's like she has to have. If Tasha K had my numbers, she'd be trash. You get what I'm saying? Like, she needs the numbers. I don't necessarily need the numbers. She has to have the numbers. Without the numbers, she wouldn't be shit. I don't need numbers, bitch. I do, but I don't need them on that level. Because some of these ads that she's got, bitch, I've gotten them. Some of these DMs she's got, I've gotten them. See, celebrities that she talked to, I can talk to them too. What are we talking about? So I'm not in competition with you because you're not really doing anything that I can't do. Well, all right, we've been on here damn near an hour reading this hoe. I'm done reading her. Is there anybody else on here? Let me take a couple more because we got a. Okay, 9334, you live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's poppin'?
Hello, hi Armand. I've been listening to you for like 2 years. Ever since Tasha K did the lawsuit against Cardi, I started listening to you because only mentally drained people can listen to Tasha K. Only like people who are not happy with themselves and miserable, because the way she drives Cardi B is so unnecessary. Like, you as a grown woman with children, what are you doing trying to slander this mother?
And my thing is, what do you get out of it for the lie? Like, I guess that's the piece. It's like, my thing is this, even if, okay, so let's just say Tasha didn't even lie. Let's throw her a bone and say she did not lie about the information she got. Because she didn't necessarily lie. But she don't verify. So she just throws shit out.
Yes, and it's like, what do you gain from that, like, as a woman, like, as an older woman, too? Like, she's pretty old, and, like, what are you going to do with this platform? How are you going to keep up the steam? Like, you're getting older. She has no fashion sense. Like, what are you going to do when the lies run out? What are you going to do? And Armand, you are such a great person. Like, I enjoy your commentary. Like, when you were talking about Jaguar, you took off your hat. this nigga is dumb. Like, Armand, you are funny. Like, you are on your way up. Like, she is on her way down, and she's just trying to grab any lie she can so she could get views. But, Armand, you are on your way up. Please stay exactly how you are. And, like,
I am.
Tasha K is – She really ain't shit for real. Like,
she ain't.
It's going to show. And it's going to show eventually. Like, you don't have to keep dragging her because it's going to show. Like, it's showing already. But, like, you are so great.
No, she gets these dragons. She gets these dragons because she asked for them. And it's fun for me because it's like, girl, it's a kiki for me because it's like, girl, she's trying to throw shade, like, settle shade. Like, oh, these are his views in one video, this and the third, girl. All that is fine, but we still getting the same DM. So what are we talking about? You're not even
right.
Really, you're not talking to me for real because you're not flexing no money on me. You're not flexing no bag on me when you hiring stylists that don't match. You're not flexing no bag on me when, bitch, your house not even in your name. Like, you're not flexing on me. Like, you're not flexing on me. You're not flexing on me.
She tries to pander to kids. Like, no adult could take her serious. Like, as you see, no other platform pushes her. No real adult can take her allegations seriously. Like, the stuff she does and puts out and how she drags people is just so unnecessary. And she panders to the barbs a lot. And it's like, what do you gain out of this? What are you getting? Like, are you getting, like, an ego feel or something? Because you ain't gaining no wisdom, no fashion. Like, you're not gaining much of shit. But... thank you, Armand.
I love you.
I just enjoy your show. I love your commentary. You're great.
Thank you. All right, let's take another one. 2284. And then to say Cardi got HPV. That was messy.
God bless. Hello. God bless.
Yeah. Hi.
Nephew, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Hello. I'm good. Nephew, let's get into some things, okay? Because this is like my fourth time trying to call, and I keep getting kicked out. But let's get into some things.
Okay, let's get into some things.
Nephew, yeah, okay. Bless her heart. I don't know. The baby's energy was all over the place. Like, there was something else in her coffee and her tea.
Like some dope. Like, she talk about people being high.
I didn't want... I didn't want to say the C word because I'm trying to be nice, because the energy was off, and the little boy that was dancing in the little hot coat with the turban on, he was looking nervous. If you go back and look at the video, he was looking nervous like he was watching the door. Did you see that?
I seen that man didn't know if he was coming or going.
That man was nervous, like they all had took a hit of something before cameras, lights, and action. The whole movement in the room, and the sisters, no, they didn't stand to say that I'm a stylist, and ain't nobody styled her. She threw that shit on upstairs in her bathroom, and them girls was paid to just be there.
Yes, because ain't nobody did that hair. The hair?
No.
And then let me just be clear. It was way too many Africans in there for her hair to be in there looking like that. All them Africans in there, you mean to tell me could nobody do your hair?
Baby, and she was just sweating and moving. They like took a hit of something. Something was wrong.
Yes, it
She kept repeating.
Yeah.
She kept repeating herself. She said Jason Lee a few times. And I'm like, okay, what is it that we're talking about? Now, I was in the live, and Ule was being so unkind to me, but it's okay because I'm here for it. Talking about, ain't nothing but a whole bunch of little kids up in there. No. Talking about we just 14 years old. No, my granddaughter is 14 years old. And I said, look at that thumbnail. I'm that fly 53 plus one that's over there. That's who I am. I'm not a child. And then I asked, what is the exclusive, sweetie? I asked that several times. Do you know they deleted my post, and then I guess you could put the people in the timeout. Yeah, they did. Put me in a timeout. And I said, what is the exclusive? And she never said. She was bouncing kind of all over the place. But what is very sad is that narcissists, that is like her, and I have somebody in my family that's like that. They make up stories as they go along, and she was doing exactly that.
Yes. Yes, she was.
And it made no sense. It made no sense at all. But the sad thing is it makes sense to her. But nephew, what I really want for you to know is that the narcissism that is in that's in her, it's a part of her childhood that is not healed. So really, really in my mindset, and whomever's listening, they can receive it or not receive it, can do two shits about who gonna come for me. Okay, I'm very grown, pay for my own bills, but she needs psychological help. It's like one minute she's bipolar, one minute she's schizophrenic, and something is very, very wrong. But the thing of it is the what is broken in her? Do you not know that that is who is in combative with you? Is that 14-year-old child that was called a nappy head, that was called a black in a hat, that did not have no friends? Yes, I came. Come for the gathering, because she said that children was in the lie. Come for the gathering. Come here right now, because I'm a whole grandmama, okay?
Let's come for the gathering.
Come for the gathering. Since she already had her church outfit on and her church beat on, come for the gathering. Something is very, very wrong. And you are arguing with a whole child.
Yes.
And then if you think about it, what I really would like for YouTube to do, take her channel like you do the other children, okay? Because don't you have to be 18 years or older since you came for me and said that we was 14? No. This is a whole woman gathering. Get off the internet with your foolishness, because you ain't even old enough to sit at the grown folks' table. Yes, I said it.
Yes. Get in here. Yes. Come for the gathering. I'm taking that one. Come for the gathering.
But when you come for the gathering, and we will let you know when we're going to allow you to eat at the grown folks' table. Stop that foolishness, because she looked like a whole clown. A whole clown. And she's somebody's mama. Stop it.
No.
Yes. And who said it?
Get in here. Get in here.
And who said it? Yes. And who said it? Uniquely designed, whole grown woman, full figure, Miss Tasha K. That's who I am. Yes.
Thank you, Paula. We're going to end that just like
I
that.
Love-
Yes, come for the gathering. Get in here, Come for the gathering. That's how you gather. Yes. That's how you gather. Yes. Get in here. Come for the gathering. Yes. Yes! Hey! I want to dance! Woo! Yes, God! You better gather! Yes! You better gather, bitch! You better read, Mr. Dude! Yes. Get in here. Come for the gathering. I love it. Oh, I'm charged. Yeah. Yes. Okay. In all seriousness. Here's the tea. In all seriousness, like if I could give Tasha K one word of advice, I'm not going to give her any compliments because it doesn't matter at this point. She don't like me, so I don't like her. But she knows where she's strong at and she does well. However, I wish that she would be okay with being at a point where, you know, not feeling like she had to prove herself. I really wish she talks about knowing her value, but I feel like she doesn't really know it because she still cannot be okay with, you know, sometimes you're not going to be first. Sometimes you're not going to have it. Like, but you can still have integrity. A lot of times she has this addiction to try to be the best because she's never felt beautiful. She's never felt accepted. She's never felt. So this is what gives her the upper hand. Like, this is literally her revenge back on life. It's kind of like the big fuck you that she's given to the world because she felt like she was, I don't know, but I'm just getting intuitively. I feel like she felt she was robbed from her childhood. Like, she was robbed. She wasn't treated fairly. So now at this point, she's like, fuck you, motherfuckers. I'm coming back. I'm coming for you assholes. However, I'll say this. The reason why I personally feel as though people do not, it's not that she's necessarily a liar, but the reason why people have a problem with you, Tasha K, is because you talk so much shit, but then when it comes down to it, you don't produce. So she said, I am the receipt. My voice is the receipt. That's fine. That can be true. But let that be the case when it's factual or when you have a legitimate exclusive and you can put it out and it happens. Because you've done that with the Wendy Williams stuff. You did that with the R. Kelly and the Steve Harvey. But you're not going to have one of those every week. It doesn't happen every week. But she's got addicted to the fact that she has to have one of those every week to the end of her career. That's not realistic. So when she doesn't have those, she starts making stuff up. You're not going to have those every week, and that's okay. You still lit. You still did your thing. However, I think the issue is she likes that rush of having that, and she likes the fulfillment in that. She likes everybody being like, yes, Tasha, yes. And those kind of situations are few and far in between. Now, the issue is, even if you're wrong, right, you can be wrong. Because we're wrong sometimes. But my issue with Tasha is with the Cardi B situation, you're already in litigation with the girl. That's fine. Talk your shit. You don't got to like Cardi B. Drag her.
I'm literally like, if you want to drag her, drag her. But my thing is this. They've already said that you did fake news, which got you into a lawsuit. What is the point of jumping on fake news regarding her now? People are already waiting to call you a liar. If it were me, anything I did on Cardi B, bitch, I'm making sure it's true. Oh, bitch, you want to sue me? You want to say I do fake news? Bitch, every time I speak your name, bitch, I'm clearing it, bitch, with facts. You're going to gag. So that if that means you don't do a Cardi B story for 6 months, just don't do the Cardi B story for 6 months, bitch. But make sure every time you touch that bitch name, you got a fact, you got a receipt on her. And she gags. That's what you should do. Not sit up here, take a call from an unverifiable source. The girl plays you an audio that you could barely hear. You asked her who it was. She verbally tells you. You didn't hear it as Cardi B's voice. She verbally told you it was Cardi B's voice. You asked to hear it again. She told you no. She hung up the phone. And because your ego got in the way and your thirst to be first got in the way and your disdain for Cardi B got in the way, you just said, fuck it. I'm going live with it. Cardi B, Offset cheats on Cardi B. So then everybody comes out debunking you and then you get upset. But it's like, girl, this is why people call you fake news, because you're so thirsty, you didn't even verify that. And you knew in your hearts of hearts that that was some bullshit. But you just had to put it out. Why? That out. I would not put no information out on Cardi B unless it was a fact. Just because I'm in a lawsuit with that bitch. And if I want to let every bitch know, listen, when it comes to this bitch, guess what? I'm not going to drop. I'm not even going to speak this bitch name unless it's a fact. But no, every time I speak this bitch name, it's facts. So if that means if I talk about this bitch once a year, guess what? Every time I open my mouth about Cardi B, even if it's once a year, bitch, it's going to be nothing but facts. But right now, it just looks like you're a hater. So that's the whole thing. And then you basically said that you just threw the information out, just like you did with Kevin Hunter. Like you do with everyone else. I'm surprised you didn't record the phone call and release that as an exclusive. See, this is why you lose credibility, because then you'll throw out you have exclusive interviews. You did that with Kevin Hunter. How do you have an exclusive interview that he doesn't even know that he's being recorded? But the only reason why you released the audio is because he didn't move fast enough to give you that exclusive interview. So you were recording the man just in case. And when you fell out with him, you released the audio. You did that with Lil Rel. You did that with YouTubers. So it's just like you don't have any credibility. So because you holler an exclusive, but this is kind of like you've kind of like invaded these people's privacy and then threw exclusive in front of it. This is why people drag you. Not because people are jealous of you and not because people want to be you, but it's because there's an inauthentic, like it's just something unauthentic about you. Is it unauthentic? Is something unauthentic? Yeah. About you. And I think that's the problem. Because it's not that the work is bad. It's the idea that, girl, you'd be so thirsty to be first. You don't let the shit play out because you're looking for that rush. And the only reason why you're looking for that rush is because you're trying to feed this empty void that you'll never fill. That's the tea, girl. Like, all bullshit aside, that's the tea. So if you don't watch nothing else on this video, girl, you should watch that part. Because, girl, that's the reason why I be clearing you. Because it's like, girl, you don't have to do all that. If you want to read Cardi B. But, bitch, make sure it's right. That's why when I read you, bitch, I make sure it's right. Bitch, I don't just get up here and read you for no reason. I read you when I'm like, girl, she's the fool. Because, bitch, I want everybody to know. When I read you, I'm reading you because you're the fool. I don't just get up and read. There's people that send me stuff about you all the time. I don't just jump on it. I jump on it when I know I can prove that you are the fool. All right, let's take the last call.
Four six nine six.
Hey, Amon. Hey, what's going on?
So you did all that talking, not going to work because Tasha K doesn't know how to be a friend.
I don't want to be her friend.
She doesn't know any of her friends. No. I'm saying you're giving good advice, but she's not going to know how to take that because she, just like she said about, what's his name, August?
Yeah.
His friend sent him stuff that were lies, and she was like, why would your friend send you that? Of course your friends are going to let people know when there's lies. You know, that's a friend.
Yeah.
But you want friends that that didn't make no sense to me.
Well, I think it was one of those situations, like, because I tell my people, like, don't send me a bunch of motherfuckers dragging me all day on YouTube. So your friends probably don't want to put that in your spirit. So maybe that's what she was saying. Because that could mess up your day.
I get. I mean, if it's a lot, maybe, I guess so. But also with Jason Lee, Wendy Williams mentions Jason Lee. So I don't understand how she was saying he is not irrelevant.
Jason Lee is very relevant. That's why she mentioned him on her platform of over 20,000 people. If he was irrelevant, she wouldn't have mentioned him.
Yeah, he is very popular. I don't understand. I didn't get that either, but I guess that was she's so pissed that you're going on there, she don't know what to do.
Yeah, because he had nothing to do with any of that. But she's so mad. But because she was trying to downgrade his platform because I'm going on there. See, here's the thing with that. See, a lot of these girls never thought that anybody would give Armaan Wiggins a chance. You know, because I've had mentor, this mentor, that mentor, this mentor. And see, I've had this friend and that friend. And everybody, yeah, you cool. But none of them will share their platforms with me. But now they see, oh, other motherfuckers is willing to share their platform with Armaan. Like I always said, I don't need these motherfuckers to get up. I'm coming up regardless. So if you don't open up a door, somebody else will open up a door. And so they're gagging now because, wait, a person that they didn't even expect to open a door has opened the door. Mm-hmm. Jason Lee will literally be the very first person out of all the people that I know with the major platform that has opened it up and that's willing to share his platform with me. No one else has ever done that.
And you and him weren't even getting along, last year or 6 months ago?
Right.
So that shows you that your integrity, his, you can say I'm sorry, and, you know, everything's squashed.
Yeah, so I just think that people didn't expect Armaan to, you know, have some sort of allies or be moving through. But like I said, I use the analogy. Just like she can get an August Alsina DM, so can I. She needs the numbers. I don't.
Exactly, and August actually gave you compliments. Hers wasn't a positive DM. She shouldn't have told nobody.
No, it wasn't positive at all. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. She didn't even realize that was kind of an insult when he's trying to talk to her. Like I said, she don't know how to be a friend. She don't understand that type of stuff. Because he's trying to say, hey, you know, I like you and everything, but some of that stuff you were saying wasn't true. She didn't even get it.
Yeah. But she didn't care. So she just wanted to say that she had him in her DM because it made her feel like, oh, remember that day she texted, like, she tried to, oh, I got August. I said, I'm like, girl, little do you know, bitch, so do I. You're not breaking the party up.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, Tashina.
Yep,
I'm going to get out of here.
That's all I wanted.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
All right, you all. So this was the Kiki for us. We getting out of here. I'm hanging up.